the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. Welcome, welcome. You're with the infamous and dangerous Eric A. Sinani. Eric Andrew Sinani. What is it? Eric Sinani. You're here on the Hostile Zone live, like every week, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Hostile Zone. I don't even know how many weeks in a row we are running, but thank you to our fan base. We are building and building and building. I want to also put out there that we have the five-day show running on another network, and it's going wonderful. We are going like fire. We are just got our second episode launched. It's 5 days a week on 99 KKTC in New Mexico. And I want everybody to go there. It'll be tonight. You can check out another episode after this one live. You could go to 99.1 KKTC and you could check it out there and see what it is. It's the Hostile Zone with a little bit of difference to it, gearing towards the FM crowd there. But that show will be live right here for you on that station at 9 o'clock Mountain Time on 99.9 KKTC. But not any more time. I'm here with you on BBS Talk Radio. We're here with the Hostile Zone. Unfortunately, Miss Bianca C is on a call or something in the other room. We do have a little bit of a set change that we set up for the 5 day show. So I hope, as always, and it's almost remarkably crazy how we have tech issues always on this show. I gotta love it. And I wanna give a shout out to R-Dub. Say hey.
How's it going, everybody?
R-Dub. So let's have a conversation since Miss Bianca C is not here. Tell them, how does it feel to be part of the team?
Amazing experience. I love every second of it.
Right. R-Dub, I want to thank you for your service. R-Dub is a member of Armed Forces. So I'm not going to put out the branch, but thank you for your service. And the Hostile Zone, we thank everybody, and I mean everybody, that's wearing the uniform of the United States. Do not put that there because it'll ruin their camera. Thank everybody in the United States who's wearing the uniform and serving our country, because we thank you, because your service is what makes America great. It's why the Hostile Zone is here. We're here for people like you that are serving the American people, serving freedom around the world, serving freedom here, serving the community here. Thank you. This includes all members of the armed forces, law enforcement. It involves past members of the military, present members of the military, and future members to our junior ROTC, our ROTC, our Civil Air Patrol people, our Sea Cadets, our Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. What else is there, R-Dub? Could I name any other program out there that is going to be a future leader of America? I don't think I could. But with that, we're going to take a short commercial break, so we can maybe get Bianca C on set and get her rolling with us. If not, we're going to fly on away. So I'm calling it. Don't go anywhere. Eric Sinani will come looking for you. You don't want this face coming for you. We're coming back in 2 minutes.
Use your voice. Sinani hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Sinani hears you. Use your voice.
Oh,
am Eric A. Sinatti. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back! Welcome back! You're back in the Hostile Zone. Yes, we're here. Miss Bianca C finally made it to the set. We got to have a special highway for Miss Bianca C to get to the set. This way you don't get lost on the way. No phone calls, no nothing along the way. You want to tell the crowd why you were not on set again on time?
Oh, you know, it's always a little behind the scenes thing, you know. But it's
really? What happened behind the scenes?
A diva is always takes her time.
Really? Is that hard time? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we are. All in the Hostile Zone. I'm keeping it hostile because you know what? I'm here my best on time every week. So talking about what the important stuff, we were talking about service to country. And service to country is important.
It really is.
You know, this is a good time to talk go all the way up on that. It's time to talk about what we were, our experience on the new show.
Okay.
I thought of something. We need to explain the new changes to the set.
I love the way everything looks now. It's very nice.
Yeah, well why don't you explain? They don't know.
This couch.
We have the couch, as you know, and it's so hard to see with that thing. The couch, and this is the couch, and the couch is now separated, as it's always been a little bit, by the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
But we have added additional stuff to the set as we have progressed going further, and I would like a little explanation to what is on your side that makes changes to the set.
Well, it explains a little bit about me. I love Marilyn Monroe. I love vintage. And also there's two headshots of me and a guitar on this side. I play by ear. And another vintage light. Very nice. And I love flowers in spring. So I have peonies and magnolias in the back, and my lucky pillow, which I can't say the name brand because they haven't sponsored yet, but they will. And it starts with the L&P. And in the middle here is our American flag, which is in the middle because we both love our country.
And we have the
pocketbook.
And the pocketbook is the Constitution of the United States and the Declaration of Independence. If you would like a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, compliments of one of our sponsors, you could get me at eric@ericandrewsonati.com. Eric at what?
AndrewSonati.com.
Nope, it's wrong. Miss Bianca doesn't know my name. Take two.
Eric@ericandrewsonati.com.
Yeah. Because for those of you on this station that didn't see the other show, check out the show at 9 o'clock Pacific, Mountain Time, and you'll see Miss Bianca C got the name wrong again then. So it's a test now. We're sandbagging her.
It's like a whole bottom.
It's actually just my name. It's not really so long. Eric@ericandrewsonati.com. So it's eric@ericandrewsonati.com. You could also check out the website, ericsonati.com. There should have been about 2 weeks ago or more, we were working on a Bianca.C sort of website, but we're still not there. I'm waiting on you and your people to get that going. So you want to tell the crowd when you may have that up?
It should be in within the next 2 weeks.
2 weeks? All right. So America out there, Eric at ericandrewsonati.com or the Hostile Zone at BBS Talk Radio. I got to get it on my time. I love it. I'm in the mood today because, you know, I want to be the guy on the set ready to go. I love it. Calling her out. I'm hostile today.
The hostile.
So anyway, we were discussing the set. As always, I have also the Abraham Lincoln book. Mm-hmm. And I have, as usual, we have our copy of the Constitution on the wall. Below it, we have a wonderful, as do it may be, empty R-Dub. Did you smoke all these with me? I don't promote smoking anything to younger people, but these are lovely Freedom cigars. Well, they were. They were lovely Freedom cigars. We have Abraham Lincoln on the wall back here. We have a lovely copy of the Constitution. We bend the pillow back from the couch of the Constitution. We have a flag. We have another new addition to the set. We have another Abraham Lincoln over here. Above that, we got Sammy Davis Jr. from the Rock Pack. Frank Sinatra fell off the wall. R-Dub, what? You were supposed to hang that up. What's going on?
I'm sorry.
So Frank Sinatra, the ghost of Frank Sinatra, came flying off the wall. We also have right over here, we have a wonderful Abraham Lincoln made out of copper.
Hold on.
Listen.
Ding,
yep.
Ding.
Made out of copper, like the penny was supposed to be, but it's not anymore because you know the government doesn't want to spend any money. You know the government doesn't want to spend any money, so you know it's not real copper. So I think that is, you got a little bird there. This is her favorite little beach bird.
Thank you.
Well, he's not really a beach bird because he's fake too.
But
just for my people out there that thought that we would hurt an animal. What is it like in a movie? No animals were actually harmed in the filming of this production. So, yes, it is a replica copy of a
beach
we don't
bird.
Actually know the type of bird, do we?
I have to look it up, but yeah, it's cute. I think they catch the little snails underneath.
Yeah, they're very, very, very interesting.
It's so interesting because, like, every time a wave comes in, they're so quick about it that they miss it, and then they go back. It's super cute.
So,
yeah.
So we are just thrilled with the new show. We also have another thing coming up that we're going to be having a series. And also, pay attention, there will be an additional episode or two coming out where I, Eric Andrew Sinati, Eric A. Sinati,
Eric Andrew Sinati.com.
But I wanted her to say Eric Sinati because I said Eric
Sinati.
Boom. Eric A. Sinati. Eric Andrew Sinati with the big A.
Hey.
That's right. Hey. Jersey Eric coming to your live. I'm all amped up today. I got to bring it up because my publicist said they want charisma. They threw a movie script at us, so I got to give it to you. So anyway, we're going to take a short break because we're going to come back and talk about something that's going to trigger a lot of people. So I need to get the set ready back here, and we need to get Kenny to put the donuts down as usual. Can you fire this guy already?
I will get on it.
Because you know what? Kenny's not in the union yet. And if you're a union apprentice, if you want to continue on, you need to get ready, Kenny. So we're going on a short break. Oh, forget Kenny. Short break. Don't go anywhere. Don't make me or Ardub come looking for you.
Use your voice. The naughty hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice, the naughty hears you. Use your voice, the naughty hears you.
This is Eric A. Sinati. You're asking who this guy is? Eric A. Sinati is the guy you're going to be listening to at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern on this station and this station only. This is where you're going to be in the hostile zone, where I'm going to pull back the curtain and expose public abuse of public dollars and people who, yes, use their position for personal gain and use their position to hold you down to expound their life. We're going to pull back. We're going to show you who they are, and we're going to call them out in the hostile zone. See you there. 6 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Monday. You do not want to miss it.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back with the Hostile Zone. Yes, you're here live in your face. In your face, baby. That's right, in your face. So, do me a favor back there, R-Dub. I want to display the ugly, disgusting mic. Press it over. I'm going to tell you about a new segment of the show.
The ugly duckling of the mic.
So everybody that watches the show knows that if you're not watching the Hostile Zone and there's not a technical difficulty, then you're not watching the Hostile Zone. It's not happening. So I want to show this lovely microphone here. Right? Lovely, lovely, generic, crappy microphone. However, I say it's crappy. Why do we say? We need to tell them why, because I got yelled at from my RW here. Why? Why am I showing this crappy mic?
Because it's not strong enough to pick up Bianca's voice.
Thank you. Anybody that has listened to the show knows that Miss Bianca is a vocalist and hits notes that if anybody saw one of those shows, I don't want to name the show, but it was where they said that Steven Tyler could hit high notes and break the wine glass. Miss Bianca can do it. So we every time this is a radio TV show, our microphones, this one here, that one on my chest, and they pick up the voices, but they're not meant for vocals. So where is the Sonati going with this? Mm-hmm. This here mic is a singing mic.
It is.
So for the lovely people out there, Miss Bianca C is going to grace you with her wonderful vocals. So with that being said, this crappy generic mic, and we're saying it again because maybe if somebody is a mic producer or has a store and would love an opportunity to get millions and millions of viewers and listeners, they might want to get and sponsor the show and get us a real mic, because we have a new segment of the show. Miss Bianca is going to provide some vocals, and I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to sandbag her. And I'm going to sandbag her, and I'm just going to say, boom, Miss Bianca, and I'm going to say to R-Dub, hand me the disgusting mic. Unless if it's a good mic from a sponsor who would like to provide a real mic, at which point I'll hold up the lovely mic with your name on it, and then Miss Bianca sees maybe on the other side, but the name from your company or store, and then so the world can hear the wonderful vocals. So with the dirty mic, we have to unplug the body mics. So with all due, let me explain, we're going to have people calling in to do this, but I am going to sandbag her and hand the mic to her, and she's going to sing what I tell her to sing. Yank the mics and put the big one in. Don't do anything with it. Everything. We're good. All right. Miss Bianca C, you are going.
Thank you.
And people that are watching, Miss Bianca C, I would like to hear your lovely rendition of Jennifer Hudson. Give me all the good highs and lows of that song that you did for American Idol. Are you ready? Give it to them.
You're gonna love me. And I am telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man I ever know. There's no way I could ever go, darling. There's no way. No, 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 no way. I'm living without you.
How'd that feel?
It felt really nice.
All right. Well, I'm going to sandbag you a few more times, but In the meantime, R-Dub, switch us out from the dirty, crappy mic. That could be somebody's sponsorship right here. So switch us out and put me back in. And I'm back in. All right.
I might do something.
Oh. All right. Drop the mic. But the mic goes to R-Dub so you can hand the dirty, disgusting, generic mic. So that is a segment of the show that actually was something that we started with our five-day show that runs 9 p.m. Pacific, not Pacific, I'm sorry, Mountain Time on KKTC. What is it?
True Country.
True Country, True America. That's what they told me. It's True Country. I say it's True America. Anyway, you're on BBS Talk Radio right now where they're True Everything. So anyway, shout out to Thomas and Donald out there. Thank you for helping us produce a good show. And so that is the segment we started on that station. So you can catch that at 9 o'clock Mountain Time. So I think we're going to carry that on to this show with the dirty, disgusting, generic mic. So during the show, at any time, I'm going to just do that. And you, if you, on this station, you could call into the station, or you can email thehostilezone@bbstalkradio.com, or Eric A. Sinatti. I'm sorry, you made me screw my own name up. Eric@ericandrewsinatti.com, and if you get to get Bianca to screw up a song, we're going to send you a gift.
Oh, that's unlikely.
That's unlikely. And that's I don't want to give away anything. All right. I want you to give me stuff. All right. So I don't want to give you nothing, but I'm so sure that her vocals are at that level that there's nothing that you're going to send us that she can't do. And I can tell you that I was watching her perform and somebody had a lot of money. They threw Fazules down, as we call it out there in Jersey. You know, the Italian from Jersey says, he threw the Fazules down and he said, I want you to sing Patsy Cline. She barely even knew who Patsy Cline was, let alone the song. And she said, I can do it. And tell the story. What did you do? How did you handle it?
Oh, I said, you know what? Just give me one moment. I went to the side, listened to the song 3 times, and then I sang the whole thing.
She came and sang the whole thing. And she sang it so unreal that there happened to be somebody that heard it. And she ended up auditioning for I want to say Broadway, but it's not Broadway because it was out in L.A. But it was a theater production that it was about the life of Patsy Cline?
I believe so, yes.
And you were the finalist. So that is why we have the dirty mic, but we would like to have a good one. But let us know how that sounded. I'm quite interested to know how that sounded on the dirty mic. Because when we did yesterday's show on the other station, we had the same mic, but we had a cover, whatever those covers are. This thing went over, and if you're watching us, it went over that, and it just destroyed her voice. So it was supposed to be this talking screen. I don't even know what it does. Oh, and I broke it, but we don't need it. So anyway, we took that now off. So you guys are the first ones to actually have heard the disgusting mic without a cover. So anyway, I have some things that I want to talk about.
All right,
ready. I want to. We discussed this on the show on the other station, and it's kind of a touchy subject. But I happen to be a very big fan of the Constitution. And unfortunately, and this is very unfortunate for a lot of people, but there was an incident that occurred in California, LA, I want to say, where an Italian from the Bronx has a home, and it was a gated home, had a wall around it. And from the video, and everybody saw the video, the gates closed on it when he was home. He's walking up to the door of his house after he exited his vehicle, and he had a coffee or a Coke or something in his hand, but it's a big drink. Okay. Which in New York City would be illegal, apparently, a big gulp. So I don't know. It's California, so everything's illegal there too. So who knows? But he was walking to his front door, and he went to open the door, and he had the key in his hand. And you could see from the distance a more than one person with masks over their head because they wouldn't show their face.
No way.
Yes, they came running up to him with a firearm, and they had it pointed to his back. And
on his property?
On his property. And that's where I'm going to get to with the Constitution. We're going to have a conversation about that.
So then what happened?
So this individual who followed this document here, the Constitution, is right to bear arms. It is number 2 amendment in the Constitution. Number 2 on that document there. His right to bear arms. California required him to get a license and et cetera. He did all of these things.
So he followed the rules.
He followed the rules. And he had this weapon concealed on his body legally. And what is fabulous about this story is these jokers, these losers, these garbage, bottom of the barrel people, I dare you to come and look for Sinatra and try to pull that too, because you'll get just as much you got from that guy, except for some reason you got lucky and you didn't take one in the head. But they tried to enter his home with his wife, child, and the nanny there. And this gentleman pulls his firearm out from his concealed position, and he defended his home. He defended his home, his castle, his kingdom. He defended it because of the Second Amendment right to carry and bear arms. And because he followed the laws of California, he had a concealed license to carry concealed. Now, since that time, they stripped away. The state of California stripped, kind of like I pulled back the curtain. They stripped his Second Amendment right to firearms because he defended his wife, child, and nanny. Now, I want everybody to know, if you come to my home, and I'm not saying there's weapons here or not, but I don't need one, you're not going to touch my family. So shout out to that man for defending his wife, his child, and the nanny. Shout out to him. But shame on you, state of California. Okay? I don't want to say any names, but if you're a leadership in California, you need to rethink, if you want to go for higher office, about stripping away the rights to bear arms when somebody was legally in possession, trained to do that, because you could see he was trained. And since such time, the NRA, the National Rifleman's Association, he has done an interview and an endorsement with them. But here is the discussion. So you could see in the video, because he has security cameras, he did the right thing. The Coke or coffee went flying in. You did see it, right? Did you see it, Ardub?
Instagram.
Oh, he can't hear me. He's got like two things going on in his ear. Give for the other earpiece. What are you listening to? Oh, you need the other one, right? The coffee went in the air. Yeah, and no, the coffee went up in the air, and he spun around, and he defended his family, and they took away they stripped away his firearms permit. But here is my question. Here is Sinatra's keen legal analysis. My legal scholarly opinion that you all want to hear. He had a concealed license permit, right?
Okay.
Now, here's the question. Here's the legal argument, Ms. Bianca.
All right.
The concealed carry permit is for him to carry a weapon concealed. So you got open carry, so it's outside. Okay. And then concealed is where it's out of the view of the public or law enforcement. That's what that permit was for. But here is, and the pocketbook, here is the legal argument to be had. The man was on his property. He had no reason. He had no responsibility. He had no duty. He had no reasonable standard to actually be in possession of a concealed permit. You ask why, right? Because he's on his property. The concealed permit is so he could carry the weapon off his property, away from his home. Hassel doctrine. He's on his property. Like that. And I'm going to say a home is a man's castle. And for my people that don't believe in binary stuff, whatever, it's just a term, okay? Don't bot me and trigger me and get people all over the place. But the man was on his own property. He did not need a concealed carry permit to have that weapon concealed, exposed. He could have it balanced on the top of his head if he could do that. If he was a clown, he could balance it on the top of his head. He does not need to have a license to conceal carry on his property. Anybody can do that. So
really,
I don't even know why they would constrict and pull back his concealed carry. It doesn't even make sense. It makes no sense at all. So that is the legal discussion that I'm wondering today. And I wanted to get into that because they call, when you see a sign that says 2A, the number two with the A next to it, they're talking about the Second Amendment, which is your right to bear arms, which I wonder if it's going to be right here quick and easy. I'm going to pull up the actual verbiage.
I agree with that.
Keep talking. I'm going to pull up the exact verbiage.
Oh, my God. I could imagine he had the right to defend his wife. And I heard it was a newborn baby, too.
Yep.
It's so sad. I mean, thank goodness that he saved his family. Really.
Okay, here we go. I'm about to give this to you in a second here.
Okay.
So 2A is the Second Amendment. That is your right to bear arms, okay? Mm-hmm. So according to the Second Amendment, it says, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to secure a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It's a yet profoundly impacted sentence that has obviously opened up a legal discussion across the board, because some people say a well-regulated militia. Now, I'm going to throw in a little more Sonati scholarism on that.
All right.
So since such time, militia has really become the National Guard, which is your, let's talk about it. We have your active duty military, active duty army, it does all the services. But in the National Guard, you have the air and then army side, which fall under Title 32 of the U.S. Code. And that is where it goes to the state. So people confuse where it says a well-regulated militia. But if you look at historically, the framers of our country who wrote this wonderful document on the wall here, who actually, I'll pull it out here, actually, let's take it out, the big copy of it here that you see on display. Here it is. In this wonderful document, it is nice. It's very nice. This is compliments of Barnes & Noble. Yeah. It's got the gold bound on it and everything. Here, the art of, grab that here and see if you can find the page for a Second Amendment on there. So the people are confused because they say a well-regulated militia. Well, if you know anything about American history, and if you know about our colonists and how we formed this wonderful nation of ours, you would know that when they wrote this, they were talking about that they were basically coming here to this land to avoid tyranny, word of the day, tyranny from the crown, the king of England. So they were fleeing the king, the crown. So the purpose of is to secure a free state. What do they mean by a free state? They mean the ability to be free of tyranny. Okay? So the well-regulated militia. And people overuse the word regulated and the word militia, okay? We don't need to break down all of the words to understand what the framers were saying is that this is the right of the people. Because if you go further, it says the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So those of you out there that make the argument, who think you are God's legal scholar of the world, you want to use one word, two words to pontificate, second word of the day, your argument, you say a well-regulated militia. Well, then I say the right of the people to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed. So which is the fair word, right? That is the major subject of debate across the board. But the bottom line is, it is the right of the people to maintain and bear arms to keep a free state, to be free from tyranny. That's why they came to this lovely country, and people wear this lovely flag on their shoulder, whether they be police, fire, military, or whatever you do. Anybody that is here to be free, they're under this flag. This amendment is in that document. And this man defended his family. He defended his wife, child, and nanny, which they believe is part of their family. And there's nothing wrong. I believe that is the case. If you have a nanny becomes part of the family. I mean, here's a good, maybe I'm dating myself, but the Brady Bunch. Who didn't love that show, The Brady Bunch? Alice was part of the family, right?
Yes.
Alice was part of the family. She was, you know, she wore a maid uniform every day, right?
She did.
But she was part of the family. The kids looked up to her. They loved her. She was part of every decision. So this man defended his nanny. He defended Alice. He defended his wife and child because he was keeping them safe under the Second Amendment to maintain freedom. He did not need a carry license permit, concealed carry permit, to do that on his property. So I don't understand the legal argument of why some people in the state of California would strip him of that power.
I don't think it's fair.
Really no, and you know, and Miss Bianca, this actually goes back. But this goes back to what we were talking about, what really is a man and a woman? What is a man's job and a woman's job? The man, and you know, again, get angry with me, Bottas, but you know, what do you want from a man? I mean, this is
I want to be protected.
Thank you. And that's what he did. He protected his family. Should he pay the consequence of nonsense from the state of California because he did that? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. To me, it says that they are being vindictive. I don't know all of the story behind it, but there is some kind of question to what was that. There was some kind of verbal interaction between the sheriff's office and him. And Lord knows, we know that a lot of these sheriffs get power to their head and they abuse their power. That's what the hostile zone is about. Waste, abuse, and people who use their position of power to gain power and influence over you. That's what they did. What do we got here? Thank you. On this document here, out of our book. All right, so it says, at no time, in the time of peace, all right, that's the soldier corps, okay. The rights of the people, here it is. Okay, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-armed and well-regulated militia being the true bearer of security to be free country, but as no person religiously, I got to get this into light here, be stripped of the right to bear arms, shall be compelled to render military service. Thank you. Here is the key. They shall they be compelled to be compelled to render military service. Very interesting. Thank you for pulling that part out. And that's what I love about this document. We're putting it back here. Bear with me. The verbiage is just simply amazing because you can really extrapolate word number three today. You can extrapolate words in all angles and you can spin these words to make them say whatever you want them to say and make them mean whatever you'd like them to mean. But do they really actually mean that is another thing. But regardless of what that says, the bottom line, he did not need a concealed permit to have that on his property. That document that we just read says that. So on that note, we're going to take a short break. Don't go anywhere, because I got something coming back at you with a little entertainment spin and a little legal spin, and it's going to trigger you. Don't make me come looking for you.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
I am Eric A. Sinati. You've never heard of me. Or yes, you have. You're questioning, have you? You're thinking about it. Either way, you will know me now. 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. Do not be anywhere else. Be seated in your car, in your office, on your couch. I don't care what you're doing. Put the remote down. Put the hands-free away. Listen to the radio. You're listening to me, the Hostile Zone, where we pull back the curtain and expose and hold no punches on people that use their position and use your money for no good.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice.
And we're back! We're back! So here we are, Hostile Zone. But before we go into the poof next story, because we're moving right on, we're going to do a follow-up. Trust me, Sinati's not going to let this situation in L.A. just disappear. We're going to go there with it. But I want to do one thing. We're going to sandbag Miss Bianca one more time with a song. And then we're going to talk about a story, and I'm going to leave you on that story. And that story we're going to talk about for a few minutes. So with that,
bring it.
Give me the garbage mic. Hand it over the garbage mic. So I was told from production that the garbage mic, which we're not plugged into yet, you have to kind of sing into it like you were using like karaoke. Like the mic is not that great, so you got to really power it out. So pull us out, and I'll tell in the garbage mic what you're going to sing.
Hello.
There we go. That was me doing a little like Jersey rap. All right, so anyway, on the garbage mic, Miss Bianca, you're going to sing something from Whitney Houston. So what would you like to sing from Whitney Houston quickly?
Oh, yeah. Okay. If I could stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Yeah.
That's super high note. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. Garbage mic, everybody. Send us a garbage mic. Get rid of it. Let's have a mic with a nice name on it. Send us a good mic. All right. Pull us out and put me on regular mics. All right. I'm in. And Miss Bianca's in. Drop the garbage mic. Pass it off over there. So we got 4 minutes to go. So I want to throw out a story I want to talk about briefly. There's been some conversation about Will Smith, and I want to get into more detail about it next week.
The Fresh Prince
of Bel Air. Will, this one's for you. We did on another show. Somebody went on and claimed to be your friend, a friend at some point, and they made some ridiculous statements as to activities in which they apparently witnessed of a sexual nature that occurred while He was on set on a show when he was much younger. Mm-hmm. It is. I just want to talk about friendship. I don't want to talk about the story, but I just think it is terrible of somebody to do that. And I want to know more about this person. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. Eric at ericandrewsonati.com. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Because we were discussing this story, and nobody should be somebody's friend, because they're not their friend if they're going to, A, make a talk about you like that. And I believe make up a lie, because I don't believe it's real. I believe that it's garbage, because I say, but for all the other things that are going on with Will at this point, with his estranged wife, who violated his trust as well by talking about him. Since when do people as friends and family do interviews to badmouth and violate people's, it's just unbelievable.
Loyalty nowadays.
It's unbelievable. Right.
Like, you really have to keep things to yourself now. Like, oh, it's so hard.
Right.
It's so hard to trust people nowadays.
No, right. So I want you to reach out to us, because unfortunately, we're running out of time. So if you want to hear Miss Bianca's lovely rendition of our national anthem, I have to stop talking, because if I talk, I got my producers yelling at me that we're going to run out of time. So where are you going to be next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, or Mountain, whatever? Where are you going to be? Where are they going to be? Right here, on the Hostile Zone. Take us out with honor, love, and patriotism. Don't make me work for you. See you next week.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the boat's bursting in air. Through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the your voice tonight, he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice tonight, he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.